Okay, guten Morgen, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin, and today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also anonymously Lizchus Rafur Shalema for Noach Ben Yuspa Devora, and also anonymously Lizchus Rafur Shalema for Chaim Isaac Ben Yenta Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael, all the Cholim Shrev Rafur Shalema Bekarov. Be'ezras Hashem, we are holding, we're going to pick up, we're not holding anywhere, but we're going to pick up on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis at Tashema, which is a little bit up on the page, but that's the best place to start from. Today's Daf we're going to discuss, we just started Perakira yesterday. Perakira discusses the Yisurim Drabanan associated with Bishul on Shabbos, and the Mishnah was somewhat unclear what topic it was talking about, which Yisur Drabanan we're exactly speaking about. Are we talking about the Yisur of Shihia, of leaving food cooking on a fire from before Shabbos, or are we talking about the Yisra of Hachzara, of putting food back on a fire on Shabbos? So the Gemara raises this question when the Mishnah says, Lo Yitain, at the beginning of the Mishnah, that Lo Yitain Ad Sheyigrov, that one can only place food on a fire if it's Garov Fekatum, if the coals have been swept out, or have been covered with ashes. Is that talking about the Yisra of Shehiya, or is it talking about the Yisra of Hachzara? So the first topic is going to be, we're going to try to answer that question, and we're going to have three rayas that take us more than halfway down Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph till we get to the end of those three rayas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss Mahu Lismuch Ba. What if instead of putting a pot in the Kira or on the Kira, you put a pot right next to the Kira? By putting the pot near the Kira, is that also going to be a violation of some sort of Issur Drabanan in terms of warming food on Shabbos? And the Gemara is going to bring two rayas as far as that is concerned. Then the majority of Amud Beis is going to get into the issue of Mitstamik V'yafalo versus Mitstamik V'ralo, meaning let's assume for a moment that we hold that Shehiya is going to be Asur even past the point where the food is cooked to Machal Ben Drusai. The food is more than one third or one half cooked, and we're still going to assume that there's an issur of leaving it cooking into Shabbos without a Kira that's Grufa Uketuma. So how far do we go with that? When it's Mavushal Kol Tzarcha, what if the food is already fully cooked, but it stands to benefit by cooking a little bit more? A chalent that sits in its juices can become more tasty even after it's fully cooked, even after all the beans and the barley and everything is fully cooked. So do we assume that the Yisra of Shehiya is going to apply so long as it's Mitztamik V'yafalo? Or do we assume, no, that once it's Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, there's not going to be an Yisra of Shehiya anymore? So that is the third and final topic on the daf, and that's going to be essentially the entirety of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. We're going to go back to Tashima on daf Lamed Vavon Beis. Midiktani Tre Bavi Bimasnisin. It's the first run line is Lahachzir, about halfway down the page. So says Gemara, we're going to have three rayas now as to whether our Mishnah is talking about the Yisra of Shehiya or the Mishnah is talking about the Yisra of Hachzara. Now clearly, at the end of the Mishnah, we're talking about the Yisra of Hachzara, because at the end of the Mishnah we say, Beishamiyam Notlin Avalo Machzirin, Ubeisilomrim Af Machzirin. The question is the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to be yitain food on Akira until it's garuf or katum. So what does that mean exactly, lo yitain until it's garuf or katum? Does it mean an iser shihia, or does it mean an iser hachzara? So Tashma says the Gemara, let's bring a raya. Midiktani trei bavi b'masnisin, from the fact that the Mishnah is divided into two parts, that it starts off by saying, Beisham yom chaman ovlo tavshil b'sum rucham v'tavshil, that Beisham says, whatever we're allowing, it's only for hot water, but it's not for cooked foods. And Beisilil says, whatever we're allowing even for cooked foods. And Beishami, I'm notlin avalo machzirin, and Beisilil machzirin. And Beishami says, you're only allowed to be notel, but you're not allowed to put something back on the flame. And Beisilil says, you're even allowed to put something back. Well, I amrit bishlama lishos tanan, if the words lo yitain mean that you're not allowed to do shihia unless it's garuf v'katum, hachi katani, then the Mishnah reads very beautifully. Kira shikua bekashu v'gvava, mashnala tafshil, that if you have a kira that you have fired up using straw and stubble, so you're allowed to do shihia of a cooked food on such a kira, but if you use gefes ve'etzim, if you use something that peels and wood, things that are much more flammable, then you're not allowed to do shihia unless the stove is garuf v'katum. Umahein mashin, and what kinds of foods are we allowing you to do shihia on when it is garuf v'katum, when you do have coals swept out or the ashes on top of the coals? Beishamayim chamin avalo tavshil. Beishamay says even then only hot water but not cooked foods. Ubeisalom chamin v'tavshil. Beisal says both chamin and tavshil. V'kiyechi depligi belishos pligi nami belahachzir. And then the seif of the Mishnah transitions from shihia into chazara, and it says, oh, just like they argue about shihia, they also argue about being machzir food that was already cooked from Erev Shabbos back onto the flame. Shebeishamirom notlin avalo machzirin. Beishamay says you're allowed to take the food off, but you cannot put the food, return the food to the kira. Ubeisil amrimav machzirin, and Beisil says you can even do chazara. So that works very well if the first part of the Mishnah is about shihia. So you need two parts of the Mishnah. One to tell me machlokes about shihia, then another part of the Mishnah relates to the discussion of chazara. But, says the Gemara, if you're going to say ali'i amrit lahachzir tanan, if you're going to say even the first part of the Mishnah where it says lo yitain, that means lo yachzir, but shihia, once something is cooked to the point of machal ben drusoi, shihia is going to be mutter, like the shita of Chananya, that you could just leave it on an open flame cooking into Shabbos. So hachi katani, then here's how you're going to have to read the Reisha of the Mishnah. That you're allowed to do chazara of a tavshil on a kira that's garuf v'katum, on a kira that's heated with kashu gvava. And if it's heated with gefes and etzim, so then you're only allowed to do chazara if it's garuf v'katum. Uma hein machzirin, and what can you do chazara with? What kinds of foods can you put back on the flame, on the kira? Beishami amrum chamin avalo tavshil. Beisil amrum chamin v'tavshil. Beishami says chamin and not tavshil. Beisil says both chamin and tavshil. And then it says again in the Seifa, Beishami amrum notlin avalo machzirin. Beisil amrav machzirin. That Beishami says we don't allow chazar, and Beisil says we do allow chazar. Well, hasulamali, why do you have to tell me that? We already said that Beishami does not allow being machzir a tavshil, and Beisil does allow being machzir a tavshil. So isn't this a strong raya that the first part of the Mishnah has to be about shihia, that it cannot be about chazara? Just to be abundantly clear over here, there are three lines in this Mishnah. There are three statements in the Mishnah. The first statement in the Mishnah is that lo yitain ad sheyigrof o ad sheyitain ha-sefer, that you're not allowed to be yitain, and that's the line we're trying to figure out. What is you're not allowed to be yitain unless it's garuf v'katum? What does that mean exactly? And then qualifying that line, Beishamay says, even when it is garuf v'katum, we only allow chamin, and Beisil says tavshil as well. And then a third line is where Beishamay says you're not allowed to do chazara, and Beisil says you are allowed to do chazara. So if the first line is about shihia, and the second line qualifies when you're allowed to do shihia, it makes a lot of sense that the third line transitions into chazara. But if the first line is about chazara, and the second line qualifies the dinim of chazara, that Beishamay says they only apply to chamin, and Beisil says they apply to tavshil as well, why do I need a third line where Beishamay Vayter says you're not allowed to do chazara on a kira, and Beisil says you are? It's repetitive. So says Gemara, you know what? Maybe this is not such a great raya. We're trying to bring a raya that it's lishos tanan, that the first line is about shihia and not about chazara. So says Gemara on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, li'olamei melach lahachzir tanan. Really, I'll tell you that the Mishnah is talking about, even the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about chazara. And doing shihia is totally mutter, even by a kira that is not karuf v'katum, and our Mishnah really follows the shita of Chananya. Now, to be honest over here, the Gemara didn't have to say this, meaning we have a way that our Mishnah makes perfect sense. As long as we say the Mishnah is following the Shita of the Chachamim, the Mishnah made perfect sense. We're just bringing a raya one way or the other. Whose Shita the Mishnah is following? Meaning Chananya holds that there's no Isser of Shehiyah once something is cooked to the point of Machal Ben Drusoi, and the Chachamim say there remains an Isser of Shehiyah. Raya, even past the point of Machal Ben Drusai. We could have just said that, okay, good, so the Mishnah's going like the Chachamim. It doesn't bother anybody. Mishnayos are allowed to go like the Shita of the Chachamim, but Tosus points out on the top that the reason we want to be Dochik, the Mishnah, in order to fit the Shita of Chananya as well, says Tosus, Mishum Dekaimelon, Kechananya, Kemosha Farish Bezus Hashem, Dachuk Luk Mamasis Kavasei. Since we paskin like Chananya, we'd much prefer that the Mishnah follow Chananya. Now that's a Chiddush that Tosus is suggesting that we paskin like Chananya against the Chachamim. And Tosus says, I'm going to get into this in more detail on Amud Beis. There's going to be a Tosus on Amud Beis where Tosus is going to discuss how he knows that we paskin like the Shita of Chananya, that she is going to be mutter as long as the food is at the point of Machal Ben Drusai. I'm seeing the Bir Halacha, we paskin in Shulchan, the page of Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, that we try Lechadchila to be Machmir for the Shita of the Rabbanon, even though Meikar Adin, maybe we paskin like the Shita of Chananya. But anyway, so the Gemara says, how can our Mishnah conform with Chananya? Liolamei Melach Lahachzir Tanan. Really, the Mishnah is talking about the Yisr Chazara. Vichisuri Mechzri Vahachi Katan. And the Mishnah, you just have to add in some explanatory lines. Here's how the Mishnah should read. Kirish Yisukwa Bekasha Uvigvava Machzir Nala Tavshil Begefes Uveitzim Lo Yachzir Achirov Achitin Asefer. That if you heat the Kira with Gefes and Eitzim, you're not allowed to do Chazara until you make it Gorov Fakatum. And now we have to add in that this Isra Lahachzir is only about Chazara Avalishos Mashnaf Vishenu Garveino Katum. But to do Shehia, that would be Mutter even if it's not Gorov Fakatum, like the Shita of Chananya. And then line 2 of the Mishnah doesn't qualify line 1, what line 1 of the Mishnah actually said. Line 2 of the Mishnah qualifies the implication of line 1 of the Mishnah. Line 1 of the Mishnah is about Chazara, but it implies something about Shehiyah. It implies that Shehiyah is going to be mutter no matter what, like Chananya. Umahein mashin, and what do we do? Shehi on comes line 2 of the Mishnah. Beishami yom chamin avlo tavshil. Beisil yom chamin vid tavshil. Beishami says only chamin, and Beisil says both chamin and tavshil. Oh, good. Now we've explained the entire din of Shehiya, and now we go back to what line 1 of the Mishnah actually spoke about, which is Chazara. V'ha Chazara d'Armilach. And that Chazara that we said that you needed to be Gara Fakatum, Lav Divrei Akoli, you should know that that is not universally agreed upon. Elamach Lokas V'shamei Beisilel. That even the din of Chazara that we spoke about in the first line of the Mishnah is really subject to Machlokas V'shamei Beisilel. She Beishamei Omrim Noltan V'lo Machzirin Beisilel. That Beishamai says you're notal, but you cannot do Chazara, and Beisil says you can even do Chazara. So the way the Mishnah reads, if we wanted to conform to the Shita of Chananya, is that the first line of the Mishnah tells me that you can do Chazara as long as it's Gara Fakatum. Second line of the Mishnah says, and the fact that we always allow Shehiya is actually Machlokes Beisham Beisilel, what we allow Shehiya on, whether it's only Chamin or Tavshil as well. And then the third line of the Mishnah says, and you should know, even that first halacha that we said, that Chazara's mutter when it's Gara Fakatum, is really a Machlokes between Beishamai and Beisilel, that only Beisilel allows Chazara when it's Gara Fakatum, but not the Beishamai. So essentially, at the end of the day, Raya number 1 does not prove which Shita in Tanaim, Chananya, or the Chachamim our Mishnah is going like. It does not prove whether our Mishnah in the first line is talking about Shehiya or Chazara, because we are able to read our Mishnah in both ways. So we move on to Raya number 2. Tashema, let's bring another Raya. Dam Rabbi Chelba, Amram Cham Bar Guri Amarav. Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba. That the heter that it says in the Mishnah is only if you're putting the food on top of the Kira. Avalutocha Aser, but to put the food inside of the Kira is Aser. So Yam Rabishlama Lahachzir Tanan. So if the first line of the Mishnah is talking about Chazara, but Shehiya's mutter even on a Kira that's not Garafakatum, meaning like Chananya, and Rav is talking about the heter of Shehiya on a Kira that's Eino Grufa, meaning Rav says, this idea that you're allowed to do Shehiya, you're allowed to leave food cooking on an open flame, that's only Al-Gaba, but it's not Litocha. So, Hainu Dishani, Ben Tochali Al-Gaba. I understand why you would distinguish distinguish between on top of the Kira and inside of the Kira. Because when it's inside of the Kira, you're placing it mamish inside burning coals. And that's a separate issue. If you put a pot of food inside, surrounded by burning coals on Erev Shabbos, that's another issue drabbanon. The third issue drabbanon of Bishop Shabbos called Hatmana. So that I understand. You're not allowed to do. That runs afoul of the Isra of Hatmana, that you're insulating with the Davar HaMosif Hevel from before Shabbos. But when you put Al-Gaba, when you put the pot on top of the Kira, that's what Hananya is going to allow. That's Shihia, where it just continues to cook. Eliyam Lishos Tanan. But if the Mishnah, our Mishnah itself, is talking about Shihia, and therefore our Mishnah is saying, not like Hananya, that even Shihia requires Garif HaKatum, well, once you require Garif HaKatum for Shihia, Mali Tocha, Mali Al Gaba. What difference does it make if you put the pot inside the Kira or on top of the Kira? If the Kira is Garif means the coals are swept out. So once the coals are swept out from the Kira, you're not doing Hatmana when you're putting it inside of the Kira. There are no coals there. So there's no logic to distinguish between Tocha and Al Gaba. So don't you see, therefore, that the Mishnah must be Lahachzir Tanan? The Mishnah must be talking about Lahachzir, and the Mishnah must be assuming that Shehiya is Mutter, and that's what Rav qualifies, that Shehiya is only Mutter Al Gaba, but not Latocha. So says Gmar, Mi Savrit Rabbi Chelba Areshakai. Who told you that Rabbi Chelba, quoting Rav over here, is commenting on the heter of Shehiya on Kira Grufa that it's talking about in the Reisha? Aseifa Kai. No, he's not commenting on Shehiya. He's commenting on Chazara. When he makes this distinction between Al-Gaba and Tocha, it's not about Shehiya. It's about Chazara. U'Beis Hillel Omer Maf Machzirin, that Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to do Chazara of a pot onto a Kira that's Grufa. Vam Rabbi Chelbo, and it's on that that Rabbi Chelbo comments in the name of Amrav Cham Bar Gurya Marav, that Lo Shanu Ela Al-Gaba Aval Tocha Asur, that Chazara is only allowed Al-Gaba, but putting it into the Kira is going to be Aser, because that's where it's the heat is most intense, and that resembles cooking the most on Shabbos. I mean, when we talk about Chazara, what we try to avoid when we do Chazara is we try to avoid it being mechzi kemevashel, it appearing like an act of cooking. So Tocha is a greater mechzi kemevashel than Al Gaba. So we require, no matter what, we're going to require Garif HaKatum to allow Chazara. We require sweeping out the coals or covering the coals with ashes, something that takes away a little bit of the appearance of cooking. But even that's not sufficient if it's Tocha. If you're placing something inside, putting something inside of the Kira, that already is looks much more like an act of bishul, even though the coals are already swept out. So that's what he's talking about. It's talking about the Yisr Chazara, not talking about the Yisr of Shia at all, and therefore Raya number two is not a good raya at all. There are some poskim that have a problem with the warming drawer based on that idea, that the warming drawer is not only, meaning you could easily make a warming drawer garif hakatum by lining it with foil and covering all the control knobs, and now you don't have a chashash of shemi yechata, you don't have a chashash that you're going to stoke the coals, or in our modern warming drawers, you're going to change the temperature. But some poskim say you could do all the grufa ketuma you want, but it's tocha, and when it's Tocha, Garif HaKatum is not going to help. Whereas others say, no, Tocha means inside of a Kira, inside of something that you would cook with. No one ever cooks inside of a warming drawer, so it's not, you don't have that problem of Tocha. Okay, Raya number three. Tashima, Shtei Kiros HaMatimos. Let's say you have two twin stoves, side by side, and there's a wall in between them that separates them, the cheres, pottery wall in between them. Sachas grufa ketuma v'achshenu grufa v'enu ketuma. One of the stoves is garif hakatum, the coals are either swept out or covered with ashes, and the other one is not garif hakatum. So mashnal gabi grufa ketuma, you could do shehiya on the one that's garif hakatum, v'ein mashnal shenu grufa v'enu ketuma, but you cannot do shehiya on the one that's not garif hakatum. Umahin mashin, and what types of foods can you do shehiya with? Beishami om v'lo klum. Beishami says nothing. Ubeis Hillel omrim chamin v'lo tavshel. And Beis Hillel, who's more makel, says only hot water, but not cooked food. Akar, and once you've taken the Kedera off of the Kira, Divrei HaKol lo yachzir. Everyone's going to say you're not allowed to put it back onto the Kira on Shabbos. That's Divrei Meir. That's how Rav Meir understands Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. Wow, so in Rav Meir's version of the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to do anything. V'lo klum, and Beis Hillel says, Chamin avalo Tavshil, and that's dealing with Shehiya. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda understands the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel differently. That Rabbi Yehuda understands Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel is about Shehiya and Chazara on a Kira that is Grufa, that Beis Shammai Omrim Chamin Avalo Tavshil, and Beis Shammai allows hot water, just not Tavshil, or Beis Hillel Omrim Chamin VeTavshil, and Beis Hillel allows both Chamin and Tavshil, because Beis Shammai Om Notan Avalo Machzirin, Beis Shammai holds, they also argue about Chazara and Shabbos on the Kira that's Grufa, that Beis Shammai holds Notan Avalo Machzirin, that you're allowed to be Notel, you cannot do Chazara, Beis Hillel Om Machzirin, and Beis Hillel says you could do Chazara as well. So now, given that we have a Machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda about what the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is, how does our Mishnah fit into these two opinions as to what the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is? So, Iyam Rabbi Shammai Lishal, if the first line of our Mishnah is about Shehiya, and our Mishnah is saying that even Shehiya requires Grufa Ketuma, you can only do Shehiya on a stove that's Garufa Ketum, Masnisa Mani Rabbi Yudhi, then our Mishnah conforms perfectly with Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is about Shehiya, and it's only about Chamin, whether Chamin or Mutar and Akira Grufa, or it's only whether only Chamin or Mutar on Akira Grufa, or Tavshil as well. And when it comes to Chazara, they argue about whether it's Mutar at all. Meaning, when it comes to Shehiya, everyone agrees you're allowed to do Shehiya on something as long as it's Garifakatim. Shehiya of some type of food as long as it's Garifakatim. Beis Shammai says just Chamin. Beis Hillel says, no, Tavshil also. But when it comes to Chazara, Beis Shammai says, all bets are off, no Chazara whatsoever. That's exactly how Rabbi Yehuda understood the Machlokas. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it works out perfectly well. Eli Iyamrit Lahachzir Tanan. But if you're going to say that the first line of the Mishnah is about Chazara, and Shehiya is totally mutter as long as it's Garifakatum, you're allowed to do Shehiya as long as you have food that's only at Machal Ben Drusai, and the flame is Garifakatum, everyone would agree that you're allowed to do Shehiya, even if it's not a Machal Ben Drusai. If it's Garifakatum, it's automatically mutter. The Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Shehiya is only if Chamin is mutter or also Tavshil is by Akira that's ain a grufa, then Masnis and Mani, Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'Lo Rabbi Meir. Then our Mishnah will not conform to either Tana's understanding of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Why not? So the Gemara elaborates, E Rabbi Meir, if our Mishnah is supposed to be conforming to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't fit at all. Kasha Beis Shammai B'chada, it would be Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah seem to understand Beis Shammai differently on one very critical point, namely the point of Shehiya, that according to Rav Meir, Beis Shammai asur Shehiya entirely, whereas in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai allows being Mashe Chamin, even on a Kira that's Eina Grufa, and certainly on a Kira that is Grufa, Ula Beis Hillel Betarti, and Rav Meir's understanding of Beis Hillel is doubly off with our Mishnah's understanding of Beis Hillel, both by the din of Shehiya and by the din of Chazara, because according to Rav Meir, Beis Hillel only allows Shehiya on Chamin and on Akira Grufa, whereas the Mishnah allows Chamin and Tavshil even on Akira that's Eina Grufa. So that, in that sense, on the Shehiya level, the Mishnah and the Mishnah's version of Beis Hillel and Rav Meir's version of Beis Hillel are way off, and also on the Chazara level, that Rav Meir thinks that Beis Hillel does not allow Chazara at all, whereas the Mishnah allows Chazara on Akira Grufa. E Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want to say that our Mishnah is supposed to conform with the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufu Ketuma, then we're going to have a problem with Grufu Ketuma, meaning it's a stira, because if we assume our Mishnah is saying like Hananya, he holds that you're allowed to do Shehiya even on Akira that's not Grufu Ketuma, and Beis Hillel would say even Tavshil on Akira that's not Grufu Ketuma, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to do Shehiya on Akira that's not Grufu Ketuma. It has to be Grufu Ketuma. So therefore, this seems to be a raya, the third and final raya, that the first line of our Mishnah is about shehiyah, not about chazara. So says Mar Liolamei Melach Lahachzir Tanan. Really, our Mishnah might be about chazara. V'tana didan savalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada v'palagalei b'chada. And you know what? The Tana of our Mishnah doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokas v'sham v'besilal, nor does he have to agree with Rabbi Meir's version of the machlokas v'sham v'besilal. He might have his own version of the machlokas v'sham v'besilal. Savalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda on one point in that Rabbi Yehuda said that b'sham v'besilal argue b'chamin v'tavshil, but about chamin and tavshil, that b'shamay holds only chamin is eligible for shehiyah, and b'silal holds that tavshil is also eligible for shehiyah. V'noten u'machzirin, and also in that which b'shamay and b'silal disagree about chazara and Shabbos. So he agrees also that b'shamay would say you can never do chazara, and b'silal says you can. U'palagalei b'chada, but he disagrees with. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on one point. The Tana of our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on one point. Dilu Tana didan savar lishos v'afal pi she'eno garuf v'katon. The Tana of our Mishnah thinks that Beisil is going to allow shehiyah even when it's not garuf v'katon, like the sheet of Chananya. Rabbi Yehuda savar belishos nami garuf v'katon in ilo lo. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, shehiyah is only permissible when the flame is garuf v'katon, but not if it's not garuf v'katon. And therefore, we have no resolution whatsoever, and that's the end of that sugya. We have no way of resolving whether no clarity on whether the first line of our Mishnah is about Shehiyah or the first line of our Mishnah is about Chazara. Whether the first line of our Mishnah is following the Shita of Chananya, that it's not necessary to have Garuf HaKatum in order to do Shehiyah, or the first line of our Mishnah is following the Shita of the Rabbanan, that you need Garuf HaKatum even to allow Shehiyah. Period. That's the end of sugya number one. Sugya number two on the daf, ibayilahu, mal lismochba. Okay, you're not allowed to, let's assume, forgetting putting food, being machzir food on the kira, are you allowed to put a kedera next to the wall of the kira, but outside of the kira, if the kira is not garuf v'katum? You have an open flame, you want to put a pot next to the stove, or next to the oven, in order that the pot should heat up, because there is residual heat. As many of us know, you have your oven on the whole 3-day yantif, so the kitchen is hot. Whatever's closer to the oven is a little bit hotter. So can you put the food next to the stove in order to heat up? So tocha v'gaba osra v'lismoch ba shapir dami odil maloshna. Should we say that the whole iser drabanan is only to put it in or on the kira, but next to it is going to be mutter, or do we say that it doesn't make a difference? And this is the suffix of the Gemara. The way the Rishonim understand is about both shehiyah and chazara, and it's both according to the tzad that's lishos tanan, and according to the tzad that's lahachzir tanan, that our Mishnah was about chazara. But according to the Shita that it's lahachzir tanan, you have to say it, but that by lishos, by smicha, there's not going to be a suffix unless it's not yet cooked to machal ben drusai. This is what Tosafot points out. Meaning, if you assume that shehiyah is always mutter once it gets to machal ben drusai, so then the suffix about shehiyah must be if it's not yet at machal ben drusai. But bottom line is, we have this suffix. Is there a heter lismach? So Gemara is going to bring two rayas. Tashma, raya number one, we have a brisa. You have two twin kiros, one of them is garuf v'katum, the other one is not. Mashinal gabe gruf v'ktuma. You're allowed to do shehiyah on the one that is garuf and katum. So you see in the brisa that you're allowed to do shehiyah on the stove that is whose coals are swept out. But wait a second, it's right next to an open flame, it's right next to a stove that has an open flame, so don't you see that you're allowed to put something samuch? Because here, yes, you're putting it on a kira that's grufa ktuma, but at the same time you're also putting it next to a kira that's not grufa ktuma. So isn't that a raya that lismoch is mutter? Says more, nah, not a raya. Dilma shayni yasam to keep it the medalia shalat ba'avira. Maybe over there it's different, because you're not putting it on the floor right next to the stove, you're putting it on top of stove A, where stove A happens to be next to stove B, but there's airspace between the fire in stove B and the pot that's on top of stove A. That wasn't our shaila, whether you can have it high up in the air. Our shaila was, can you put it right down on the floor next to the stove? So that's not, that doesn't resolve our issue. So says, well, let's try another raya. Tashma, damar of safra amar b'chia, kitama vinis labsa. Let's say you put ashes on top of the coals. You covered the coals with ashes to cool them down, and then it just burnt out those ashes. Somehow the fire came back to the strength that it was before. So some chala umekaymin aleha, you're still allowed to put a pot of food next to it, and you could do shihia on it, v'notim menemakzirin, and you're still allowed to do chazar, meaning it retains the status of a kira that's grufa ketuma. So shmamina lismachnami ketama in lo ketama lo. But don't you see that's a clear raya, therefore, that even just to be someich, it has to have been katum once. The chiddush over here is that it remains katum even though the fire has started up again. But bottom line is, we see it's only because it's katum that you're allowed to be someich. Says Mar Lutaimeich, you think that every single case that we just mentioned in that brisa is about is only going to be mutter because it was katum? We, you know what else we said in that brisa? Notl mimena. We said that you're allowed to take off of the stove. Notli mena diktani ketame in lo ketame lo. Do you think that's also only if it's katum? No, obviously you're allowed to take the food off of the stove even if it's not katum. Elatana notan mishum makzirin. The only reason it mentions notan is because it's trying to introduce the idea of makzirin. But notan could be true even if it's not katum. Hachnami tana somch mishum makaymin. And that's why we mention somich only agav the fact that we're going to mention leaving the pot on the flame. But somch would be mutter, maybe somchin would be mutter, even if it was never katum. Says Gemara, wait, can you really compare the fact that the Braisa mentions notlin to the fact that it mentions somchin? Hachi hashta, that's a faulty comparison. Hasam notlin and makzirin b'chad makom hu. Notlin and makzirin are two actions that are done on one spot. So tana notlin mishu makzirin. So it makes sense to mention notlin once we're mentioning makzirin. Elaho hacha somchin b'chad makom hu, but over here, being somech is in one spot, and being mekayim is in another spot, meaning when you're somech to a kira, you're putting it on the floor next to the kira. When you're mekayim, it means you're doing shia, you're putting it on the kira. So one wouldn't be mentioned agav the other. So it has to be that it's meduyak. So it says, so my haviela. So how do we paskin la halacha in this shayla? Are you allowed to be somech? Tashema, a raya from the Braisa. Kirishi Sikua Begevasu Ve'etzim Somchina Ve'im Nakaimin Alam Kain Grufa Ketuma. That if you have a Kira that's fired up with Gevas and Etzim, you can do Smicha. You're just not allowed to do Shehia unless it's Garufa Katum. So you see explicitly that it's Mutter Lismuch, that you're allowed to put something near a stove that is on. Gechalim Sha'amamu. And the Braisa just continues, if you have coals that have been extinguished, or you put pieces of flax on it, that counts as if it is katum, meaning amamu means almost entirely extinguished, but not fully extinguished. Or if you have cuts of flax that you put on it, that qualifies as katuma. So now the Gemara is going to talk about, once we mention this idea that sometimes you can have a key. See, when you do grufa, when you sweep out the coals, that's final. So they're not going to fire up again. They're not there anymore. But ketuma is not as permanent of a solution. Ketuma is you cover the coals with ashes. So that may work and it may cool down the flame, but after a while, the coals may overpower those ashes and go right back to what they were before. So we mentioned before this idea of a kira that was previously ketuma coming back. So now the Gemara is going to discuss that issue. Amar Rav Yisachmar Nachmani Amar Rav Oshia. Ketama v'huvara. If you did katum, but then it became huvara, then it got fired up again. Mashinu l'acham and shuchmu kol tzarchan, v'tavshil shabishil kol tzarcho. You're allowed to do shihia on it, even though right now it looks like a regular kira that's fully lit up. You're allowed to do shihi on it. Shema mina mitztamik v'yafalo mutter. Says Gemara, should we bring a raya from from that statement from Rav Hoshea that if you have a food that's fully cooked, it's just that it gets better and tastier the longer it stays on the flame, that it's going to be mutter to do shihia, and we're not choshesh that shemi yichata b'gechalim because it's already fully cooked. So says Mara, how do you prove that? Shaini acha dekatma. No, Rav Hoshea was talking about a case where it was already katum. But if it was never katum, then you're not allowed to do shihia, even though it's mevushal kol tzarcho, as long as it's mitstamik v'yafalo. Shihia is going to be aser as long as the food stands to benefit by remaining on the flame. The case of Rav Hoshea was it was katum. It has a din of katum, even though it fired up again. So, frankly, Gemara Yachi Melameimra. If we're talking about if the kira that was katum and then fired up again has a din of katum, what's the chiddush by saying that you're allowed to do shihia on a fully cooked food? Of course you're allowed to do shihia. It's katum. So says Gemara, huvar et srichale. No, the chiddush is that very idea, that even though it fired up again, it's still considered to be katum. Ma'u detema kivin duvara hadra l'milsa kamaisa. I might have thought that since it fired up again, it's considered as if the katum, the idea that it was katum is gone, that it's no longer katum, so kamashmlan. Therefore, comes tell me that no, as long as you once put ashes on these coals, it is permanently katum. So that's the chiddush of Rav Hoshea. So Amar Rabba Ruchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara brings a similar din in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ketama v'huvara mashna lecham in shulchan kol tzarchon v'tavshil shubishal kol tzarcho v'afilu gecholim shel rotam. That if you have a flame that you covered with ashes and then it got fired up again, you can keep something that's fully cooked on it. You're allowed to do shia of something that's fully cooked on it, even if it were the coals were made out of rotem wood, which is a very, very hot wood and does not easily get extinguished. So shmamina mitstamik viyafalo mutter. So isn't this a raya that mitstamik viyafalo is mutter, that you're allowed to do shihia as long as something is fully cooked, even though it stands to benefit by cooking more? Says Mar, no, shiny acha de katma. You can't bring a raya from there, because the case that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about was that it was katum. It just happens to have fired up again. But if it were never katum, then even mitstamik v'yafalo, even though it's mevushal kol tzarcho, as long as it's mitstamik v'yafalo, the rabban would say it's aser. So, frankly, Mar Ihachi Meile Meimra, if we're talking about that it has a din of ketuma, what's the chiddush? Same as we said before, the chiddush is that it has a din of ketuma, even though it got fired up again. So says Mara, Hainu Hach. Well, wait a second. Then Rabbi Yochanan is just saying the same exact thing that Rabbi Hoshea said, meaning they're both saying that if you have a kira that you did, that you put the ashes over the coals, and then the coals burnt right through those ashes and are as strong as they've ever been, that it has a din of katum, and therefore you're allowed to do shihia on it because it has a din of katum. Rabbi Yochanan's not adding anything that Rabbi Hoshea didn't say. So says Mar, he's adding one detail. Gecholim shel rotam itzrichle. Rabbi Yochanan added about what types of coals we're talking about, that even though we're dealing with very, very hot coals, that you stood little chance of really extinguishing by putting ashes on those coals, because these coals were going to burn right through anything. Even that's considered like it's already katum once those coals burn through. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's adding that Rabbi Hoshea didn't say. Amr of Sheshes on Rabbi Yochanan. Now another comment of Rabbi Yochanan. Kirishis yikua begevesu ve'etzim. That if you have a kira that's fired up with gefes and etzim, even though it's not katum, you're allowed to do shihia as long as the food is cooked to the point of machal ben drusai. Akar, once you've taken the food off of the fire, lo yachzir ad sheyigrav ad sheyitinefer. Then it needs to be garuf katum if you want to put the food back on the fire. So now we're going to explain the shita of Rav Sheshes. This is Rav Sheshes on Rabbi Yochanan, who just made this comment that for shihia it does not need to be garuf katum, but for chazara it needs to be garuf katum. So Rav Sheshes, who allows shihia even when it's not garuf katum, and will only allow chazara when it is Garav Vakatum, Kasavar Masnisan Lahaksirtan. It must be that he understands that when our Mishnah says that Basil does not allow doing Shahiyah, when our Mishnah says Basil does not allow Yitain of a Kedera until it's Garav Vakatum, That's lahachzir tanan. It must be talking about, the first line of the Mishnah must be talking about an isra to be machzir. Avalishos mashin, avlishenu garavenu katam. But as far as she is concerned, we're going to assume like Hananya, that even if it's not garav katam, you could do shihia. So amarava travayu tanini. Both of these dinim that Rav Sheshes is quoting in the name of Rabbi Yochanan are explicit in the Mishnah then. So what's Rav Sheshes really adding? Lishos tanina. The fact that you're allowed to do shihia, that's already in the Mishnah we had back on Yutesim the base. That said, you're not allowed to put bread in an oven right before Shabbos so that it should bake on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put dough on top of coals unless it can crust a little bit before Shabbos even begins. But you see that as long as it can crust before Shabbos begins, you're allowed to do shihia, meaning the equivalent of crusting before Shabbos begins is machal ben drusai. So as long as the food gets to the point of machal ben drusai, shihia is going to be mutter. So the idea that shihia is mutter, like Hananya, that you don't need garav akatim, as long as the food just gets to machal ben drusai, that we had in the Mishnah on Yutesim Nebeis. The second half of what Rav Shesha says, lahachzir, that you're not allowed to do chazara, unless it's a kira that's grufo ketuma, nami tanina. That's the Mishnah we just had on Lamed Vavam Beis, the first Mishnah in our Perek. That Beisil lom rach machzirin, vad kalob kasharu Beisil ella, be grufo ketuma. That Beisil only allows chazara if the kira is grufo ketuma. Av l'shein grufo ketuma la, but if it's not grufo ketuma, then the Beisil would not allow chazara. So what's Rav Sheshes adding to the conversation that we didn't already know? So says Rav Sheshes nami, diuka demes nisim, kamash m'lan. He's just trying to tell us how to read the Mishnah, that karmu panel mutter, that you should learn from there, that that's the equivalent of machal ben drusai, that you're allowed to do shihia on a kira that's not garav akatum, as long as it gets to machal ben drusai. So now another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amr of Shmuel bar Yudam Rabbi Yochanan. Kira shi suko begavis of edetim, mashna la tafshil shabishu kol tzarchan, v'cham shulchumu kol tzarchan, v'afil mitstamik v'yofalo. That once food is fully cooked, you're allowed to do shihia with it, even if it's still going to benefit from further cooking. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, so Rabban said to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, who's the one that quoted this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me that Shehiyah's mutter, once it gets to the point of Mavushal called Tzarcho, even if it's still going to be Mitztamik V'yafalo, HaRav Shmuel Darmi Tarvayu, Mitztamik V'yafalo Aser, don't Rav and Shmuel both say that Mitztamik V'yafalo is Aser? Amalei Atu Les Ana Yada Damer Rav Yosef Am Ravido Amar Shmuel Mitztamik V'yafalo Aser, Ki Kamina Lach Rav Yochanan Kamina. I never told you that Rav and Shmuel said it's mutter. I quoted Rabbi Yochanan that it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mitztamik V'yafalo is mutter. So Amalei Rav Ukva Mimeshan the Ravashi. So Rav Ukva from the town called Meshan said to Ravashi, even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to do shihia on something that's Mitztamik V'yafalo, Atun de makrevisu l'Rav Shmuel, since you live in close proximity to Rav and Shmuel, avidu k'Rav Shmuel, out of respect to them, you have to be machmir like Rav and Shmuel. Anan navik Rabbi Yochanan, but I, who live further away from Rav and Shmuel, I'm entitled to follow the Ikra Adin, which is like Rabbi Yochanan, that when it's mitzamik v'yafalo, it's mutter. Amalei abayu l'Rav Yosef, ma'u lishos. Are you allowed to do shihia on a kira that's not grufa? Amalei ha'Rav Yehuda mashulei va'achu. Well, Rav Yehuda used to do it all the time. He used to do shihia on a kira that's not grufa, and he used to eat from that tavshil. So don't you see that it's mutter, that shihia is totally mutter, when even on something that's not grufa k'tuma. Says, well, no, don't bring any rayas from a maisa rav of Rav Yehuda. Amar lei bar mine de Rav Yehuda. Don't be poshet this suffix from what Rabbi Yehuda did. The kivan de mesukan who Rabbi Yehuda was always ill, deathly ill. Afilu b'Shabbos nami shari l'mevedai. So you're allowed to heat up food directly on the stove on Shabbos for Rabbi Yehuda, even on a kirushen or grufa, because it's pikuach nefesh. Leave a lach mai. Our shaila is about regular people who are not cholim. So amalei besura mashu da Rav Nachum Yitzchak maridu of dahava. Rav Nachum Yitzchak was very careful in teaching things accurately, and he allowed shihia even on a kira that's ainu grufa k'tuma, and he would eat the food. So Amar Rav Ashi, ka'amina kamei de Rav Huna, Kaimna rather, Kamed Rav Huna, I was in front of Rav Huna, Vishahinlay, and I did Shihia on a Kira that's in a group before him, Kasadarsana, on a plate of small fish, small fried fish, Va'achal, and he ate from it. So you see that Rav Huna also holds that Shihia is Mutter. V'loyadani, imishum de Ksavar mitstamik v'yafal mutter, imishum de Kivin Dispe, Mecha mitstamik v'ralahu. But I wasn't sure why he ate from it. Did he eat from it because he holds that even though it's still benefiting from the shihia, from further cooking, he holds that mitstamik v'yavlo is mutter, that once it's mevushal kol tzarcho, the fact that it continues to cook is mutter, or maybe he held that the fish actually gets worse from further cooking because it had some flour in it, and therefore that's going to make it worse. So, and it's mitstamik v'ralo, and everyone holds mitstamik v'ralo is mutter. So, Amar Rav Nachman says, mitstamik v'yavlo, Aser, that if it benefits from further cooking, it's going to be aser. Mitzamik v'ralo mutter. Only if it's mitzamik v'ralo, it's mutter. Klal demilsa, and the rule is, in terms of defining what's mitzamik v'yavlo, what's mitzamik v'ralo, kol dispe mecha, anything that has flour mixed in, mitzamik v'ralo. Levar mitavshil delifta, except for a turnip dish, da avalgav de ispe mecha, that even though it has flour, mitzamik v'yavlohu, it still benefits from further cooking. V'hanimili de ispe bisra, but that's only if there's also some meat mixed in this turnip dish. In that way, the fat of the meat weakens the turnip and makes it more edible, and therefore it's mitstamik v'yafalo. The more it cooks, the better it gets. Avaleshbe bisra mitstamik v'ralahu. But if there's no meat and no fats of the meat to soften the turnip, then the more it cooks, the worse it's going to get. V'chiyisbe bisra namilo amarin. And even when it has meat, it's only considered mitstamik v'yafalo elu delo kabay la'orchin. If you don't need it for the guests. But if you want to serve it to guests, you want the guests to be able to see the meat. So you don't want to overburn the meat, because even though it may taste better, you want to show them the chashivos that you're serving the meat, and therefore cooking it further is going to be considered mitstamik v'ralo. And the last statement of the Gemara, lafta daisa v'tamri mitstamik v'ralahen. Three types of dishes, a dish made out of figs, and a dish made out of crushed grain, and a dish made out of dates, all of those have a status of mitstamik v'ralahen. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Bo Minei, Mereb Chia Baraba, at the very, very end of the page. Have a wonderful day and a good night, everybody.